I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. The House of Representatives is expected to pass new coronavirus relief money. It got through the Senate yesterday. Among other things, the nearly half a trillion dollar bill would replenish the program to help small businesses avoid laying people off, a program that has run dry. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is on the line from Washington. What is in this?
There's $310 billion for loans for small businesses. That's the Paycheck Protection Loan Program, with $60 billion set aside for small lenders. There's also another $60 billion for Small Business Administration disaster assistance loans and grants. And there's $100 billion for hospitals and testing.
And the next move in this process?
The House will probably vote tomorrow, and President Trump says he'll sign the bill. They'll get the new Paycheck Protection Loan money flowing, but David, it's going to be used up very quickly, and that's according to David Pomeran, General Counsel for the Consumer Bankers Association.
We expect that those funds will help, but they're going to go very quickly. Most likely, that funding will likely be depleted within 48 to 72 hours.
Now, congressional leaders say there will be another aid bill after this one. They're not saying how much could be in it for small business loans, but Democrats say they'll insist on more money for state and local governments. And President Trump has tweeted his support for that. He says some of the money could go toward infrastructure, things like bridges, tunnels, and broadband.